It's all about value.
All right, here we go. What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely.
Yeah, watch for a break.
Forget completely.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I'm Jared, and I have a phone.
I'm BJ, and I have no phone.
I am Rich, and I have a lovely phone.
And I am Mike, and someone please get BJ his phone.
He's playing with movie the box over there. He's playing with a bottle
read
of
all the things
Arizona
movie.
Tea.
This one says movie.
He needs something to put in his hand.
Hey, yo. Name of my sex tape.
That's a penis joke.
On that note, thanks everyone out there for listening to our show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. You can email us at lifesabinge@gmail.com. You can call the voicemail line at 619-438-0532. Or you could head over to patreon.com to become a subscriber of our show. Mm-hmm. You could become a producer like Jess Jansen, First of Her Name, Breaker of Wallets, Mother of Doggos. Tight Wallet Tony, Tyler Rowe, Kathy Weintraub, or the couch potatoes out there like David, Mikey, BJ, and Jared. Mm-hmm. Or you could become an honorary binger for as low as $1 per month. Patreon.com/Life's a Binge.
Yep.
Check it out.
CP's in the house. Couch potatoes. What's up?
CP's, baby.
Yep. I'm going to raise our game. I'm going to raise my game.
CP. But with all that being said, let's go ahead and start the show. Go ahead and take a big old breath right now. Life's a binge.
Right? See, I do that off mic.
Yes.
What's up?
What's up?
What's
up? You used to do it on the mic
chocolate
every single
brain.
Time, which is why.
I never wait for the mic to breathe.
Chocolate rain. What's up? I put up Christmas lights.
Because I now, have even more
day off. No, just the ones that are out there.
It threw me off.
I hadn't done
to be
that
honest.
Since
it's December.
We were here last.
Didn't you have them up? But the other your neighbors beat you. Your neighbors
they,
beat you.
Yes, they.
Oh,
put
you didn't have anything up.
You didn't have anything up yet. Oh, okay, okay.
And we gave them shit for it.
Correct.
So now, so if you're now wondering, for people who are following,
that's right.
You are now
they
up
are
to
now
code.
Up.
You caught up.
Right on.
Yep, I put up the colored ones. Go around. They. I have two strand long strands that. Cover the whole entire perimeter of the house, starting at the backlight where they turn on. Those go from the front all the way around to the other side of the front of the house, which is perfection. And then I was like, oh, I was digging through the box, and I was like, ooh, somebody gave me icicle lights last year. I'm going to put those up, too. And I was like, ooh, I have these. I'm going to put these up, too. So then I just ended up adding more and more. I would keep putting them on there, but I was like, I don't think this plug can handle much more plugged into it.
I was wondering about how many how many strings can your strings of lights can it take?
I'm so, sure with the LEDs and everything, like I'm sure they you can
load it seems like there's a
the LEDs are very low.
Yeah, you can load it
low.
Up.
Yeah.
Right on.
Current.
But yeah, I had it was my day off on Tuesday?
Mm.
2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, you know what? I have a day off. Guess what I'm going to do?
Christmas lights.
And then it rained all day Wednesday, and I was like, perfect timing.
Yeah.
Rain.
It's been raining. That's basically what's up with me.
Dude, I put up Christmas lights, too. Well,
yeah?
So, well, I put up a new string of, like, perimeter lights that are, like
the big old Edison-looking ones.
Right.
Yeah.
And so, which I really like that look.
Yeah.
But I got a new one just to improve the look of the yard. And, but then I pulled out the laser projectile ones that have to be a two of them from last year.
What
and
is
they,
there a one of those specific brand ones, or is that a is it Bliss lights?
I don't know.
They're like the king of lasers.
I don't know the brand, but it's
It's all the little red and green dots.
Red and green and, that yeah. chase, you mm-hmm. know, that chase, and, mm-hmm. And they kind of
oh, is that what they do?
They brrrr, like
for those podcast listeners out there, they were like, made an expanding and contracting hand gesture.
When they heard brrrr, they went like this with their fingers. They're right. like, oh, yeah, you mean
yeah.
like this.
Yeah, right.
But
we got it.
But it's cool because it was really easy because it went in right into the end of the light strings.
Oh.
So one went on one side, and it was it took like 5 minutes, like the most.
Nice.
And it was so great. And now they're up. And so when I turn on the outside lights, they all come on. Part of me wants to have them without the outside lights on just to have that effect.
Mm. Yes.
But those things are so cool. Those laser projectors are
cheating.
So cool.
Cheating, I tell you.
They're badass. I know. Then like you get like kind of like an illusion, like a optical illusion kind of thing when you're like
an illusion.
Then you eat some mushrooms and you're like, "Whoa, bro.
Pick the wrong day.
Look at my wall."
Pick the wrong day to quit amphetamines.
Wrong day to stop sniffing glue.
Yep.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Christmas lights.
I love it.
Woo.
I love Halloween decorations. I love Christmas decorations. It's fantastic. Ooh. So side note with Christmas.
Oh.
I am participating in the Whamageddon challenge. Have you heard of the Whamageddon challenge?
Have. So you hear
hashtag Whamageddon if you hear Wham's version of Last Christmas. Anytime if you hear it at all, as soon as you recognize the song, you have to post on social media. I lost Whamageddon.
I lost Whamageddon.
I've lost Whamageddon.
I've lost hashtag. You can hear any other version of it. But not Taylor Swift, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, they all. I've
no, I definitely heard that version already.
I'm only familiar with the
you never
Wham.
Heard T-Swizzle?
Uh-uh. Nope.
Hers is good. But yeah, so I think it's funny. Cause
that's probably the first Christmas song I heard.
Yeah, I'm sure that's the thing. I actually, it's what day is it right now? It is December 5th. It started on the 1st, and I am still good.
Good job.
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, it's going to happen very soon, I'm sure. So as soon as you recognize the song.
Yeah.
So if you're like just sitting there and all of a sudden, you could just turn on the radio and you just hear, "Let's go." You're like, "Damn it!" Yeah. It's like the old, did you ever play, quote, The Game? Do you know what The Game is?
You just lost.
Right. You know what The Game is then. Do you guys know what The Game is?
You don't talk about The Game?
The Game was a stupid thing that I learned about in high school. Whenever the hell
about
that
it in,
was,
like, 8th grade,
right?
Like the late 90s,
long time
where
ago.
Is the there's only a couple of rules to the game, and they are as follows: as soon as you remember you're playing the game, you lose the game. As soon as you lose the game, you have to announce you lost the game. That's it.
That's it.
So you could be walking down the street, and someone will say, "I lost the game," and you're like, "Damn it! I just lost the game." And then if you now know that you're playing the game because that's I just scary. Reminded you that you're playing the game, you now have to say, "I lost the game." So if you ever see online or Twitter or Facebook or something, if somebody just posts, "I just lost the game," you now know what that means.
Mm. I like always on games.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It's the stupidest thing.
My ex-girlfriend's roommate had a game. It was not as much a game as like a drinking rule. So you had to drink with your left hand. And if you didn't, someone could say buffalo, and you had to finish that drink. Yeah.
That's good.
I learned real quick to drink with my left hand.
Like that guy. Sandwich punching game that the guys at DeWan taught me about at SeaWorld.
Mm-mm.
Like, unless you had something covering your food, like you had to put a French fry, like anything that didn't belong on your food, you had to put it as a, quote, cover to
any
your
food? Or a sandwich?
Just your food on, like, your plate.
Okay.
Food in front of you had to be covered. Otherwise, anybody playing the game could come up
and
punch your food. So you had to put, like, a fry, a napkin, a spoon, your hand, anything.
I would be
what furious. Do you call it?
Yes. I don't know if there was a name to it. I just knew that I had to put a French fry on my food.
I've seen a few sandwiches punched. Yes.
Somebody punched my fucking food.
It only happened a couple times, but it was a legit thing that I was like, if I had some food, I was like, I'm going to put a fry or a piece of broccoli up here because you got to cover it with something that didn't belong.
I would be mad. I would be real mad.
I'd be real mad.
Yeah, that's for why I don't play that game.
Don't play with my food. Yeah. Not play with my food. Yeah. You play with my beer. That's fine. Play with my beer. Don't play with my food.
Yeah, it was fun.
It
happened.
There's an episode of The Wire where the little kids, they're in school, and the kid snatches the kid's sandwich and says something like, "Snatch a grab" or something. Yeah. And he throws it on the ground and stomps on it. And the teacher grabs him. "What'd you do that for?" He's like, "It was smash grab.
It's the game.
That's how we play." But I would be mad if someone stomped them.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? I'm mad now.
Especially like, really especially like if you ever, you wouldn't know this, maybe wouldn't know this, but when I make sandwiches, I'm like,
oh,
I'm all you're, like into it.
You over there making Scooby-Doo sandwiches?
I am making sandwiches. I'm making Dagwood specials up here. So,
oh you know, man,
if someone stomps on it.
To I'm this day, mad. I've never had someone make me a tuna melt better than yours, man.
Oh, right on. Thank you.
He makes a badass tuna melt.
Nice. Get some tuna melts, BJ.
Tuna melt. Yep. Tuna melt. I got some chicken salad in there. I can make a chicken salad melt right now.
Now I'm thinking about food.
I'm going to punch that sandwich.
It's almost like
sexually violent almost.
It's almost like what, you know, like
I'm going to punch that sandwich.
I have a lot of anger, you know, like why would you destroy something so beautiful?
Why would you destroy my food?
Well, I never understood like how that game got created, why they would play this game.
Why?
I think maybe because it's so shocking.
And it's,
like,
it's hilarious.
When you see it happen, it's pretty crazy.
Like, oh, shit. It's like somebody getting pantsed.
Yes.
You don't want to get pantsed, but you probably will laugh if someone else gets pantsed. You're probably
your story.
Oh, I'm sorry the whole world saw your wiener.
But,
I'm not.
I'm glad it wasn't me, right?
Oh, good times. What's up with you, Rich?
Man, I have food on the mind now.
Now you're getting mad about someone stomping in your food.
So I'm on the board of a theater arts organization that's in South Bay-ish. Stretches up a little bit towards like the border of North Park.
Okay.
It's called Bocón, and we're working on our fundraiser for January. And for the fundraiser, we're making tamales.
Ooh.
And like legit, like the real shit, like not stuff you'd find like in a store or at a restaurant, but like the real tamales. And I had one on Sunday, and I've been thinking about it ever since.
Did you take home a bunch of them or no?
No, because we're making them for the fundraisers. We're gonna like store them, and like it's this whole thing where you can get a package, you can take some home that'll be frozen, you can have some to eat there, and it's all this stuff. But yeah, so I've been putting time into that, and this has been a busy December. Like usually December is utterly dead for me.
Yeah.
But ever since I started focusing more on like doing more other like portraits and headshots and corporate stuff, it's been real busy. So it's been good.
Nice.
It's been going real good.
Sweet. Mike, you got anything for what's up?
Thank you, please.
I got nothing.
That's what's up.
Nothing to say, Captain Clutch.
This just in. With Rich Hublank.
Man, where do I even start?
This is
a fun one.
Ooh, I'm going to play Wham for the commercial and make everyone fucking.
I didn't know
it was Mina Masood? Masood?
I don't know who that is.
Aladdin of the live action Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
apparently,
that's
the dude.
The dude, yeah.
The Aladdin dude. Apparently has not had a single audition since he was Aladdin.
Bummer, dude.
Because he's just gotten gigs?
We don't know. So well, he's on a Hulu
like he has
show.
A shitty agent.
He's just not that good. Like he's not that good.
But he's good looking and he's not bad.
And he's already has like name recognition and value. Like you should be able to get him a job.
Yeah, your agent.
He's
going
to be on some Hulu series that he had to ask Disney permission if he could be on, because he's going to be he's going to be like some gangster or something on the show. And it's like, well, I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Boo.
Go against your Disney image. Which really blows. It's super
that
blows.
That doesn't still happen, does it? I thought Anne Hathaway broke that mold.
Apparently. But Will Smith was asked about it on the red carpet, and he's like, you know, sometimes it's the way it goes. He's like, you're good. Like, you'll get there. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And other people are trying to spin it into, like, oh, it's a racial thing. And I'm like,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do you remember American Werewolf in London?
Vaguely.
Yes.
Vaguely. Yeah. So the dude who starred in it was a dude. I can't tell you his name.
Here's a guy.
But
Tom Everett Scott.
I don't know. I couldn't tell you his name.
I think that's who it is.
But he was famously in a Dr. Pepper commercial at the time.
Mm.
And he got dropped from Dr. Pepper after this came out. Maybe because he showed his butt. I think he showed his butt in American Werewolf.
Interesting.
But
Dr. Pepper was like, butts are no go at the.
Yeah, you cannot. You're not. Dr. You're no longer a pepper.
Interesting.
Even though he sang a whole song.
I'm a pepper.
He sang. He owned that song.
You're a pepper.
That whole routine.
Did anybody
We're
else
all
here,
a pepper.
Did anybody else here see the live action Aladdin?
I did not.
Negative.
Negative.
You're the only one.
He wasn't that good.
There you go.
He's honestly the weakest part of the movie for me. His voice is fine. Naomi Scott, Jasmine, her voice blows him out of the water. Like, it's not even a contest.
Plus, she's super fine. So you probably not noticed him. He might have been really good.
There was an Aladdin in this movie?
Yeah,
right. Will Smith as the genie was legit the best part of the movie. Right. Like, absolutely.
Really?
For sure. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. He was the best part of the movie. But the whole movie itself, I won't rant on it just because I already said my piece on this movie.
Yes.
But it just doesn't have the charm of the original. It just doesn't. And he doubly so. He does not have the same charm that Aladdin has
right
in that movie.
For the record, Werewolf in London is a 1981 film starring
David Naughton?
Yeah, that's
yes.
him.
David See, Naughton. American Werewolf in Paris, 1997, Tom Everett Scott.
You're in a different... Different
in
world
a different
town.
Land yeah. in Europe.
And I barely, like, seriously, I don't even remember American Werewolf in Paris.
That's
like,
the one that
I remember more about right. that one.
Because I remember Tom Everett Scott, who's the drummer in That Thing You Do.
Well,
yeah.
The one thing that was cool about American Werewolf in London, the special effects of it were the same guy who was done Thriller.
Yeah.
And, like, when they did Thriller, they were, like, bragging. But it's like, this is the same guy who did the special effects in American Werewolf in London.
Right.
And so.
And Frank Oz was in that movie.
In which one?
American Werewolf in London.
Ooh. Hmm. In so it, or did he puppet something?
It says as Mr. Collins, so.
Huh.
I saw something else with Frank Oz in it recently.
He's in Blues Good Brothers. He plays the prison warden who's handing him back all of his stuff that he signed out.
Oh, I remember.
Yoda, he plays.
One prophylactic, soiled.
Yeah.
Ring a bell? No?
Anybody? No.
Of course, that's another 1981 movie, and I...
I was not born. I was not on this earth.
You don't remember these movies? You guys suck.
I was in a belly.
Yep.
I was in my mother's
womb. I was in a belly.
Not born yet.
In a womb.
Yes.
Apparently, there is an actual Zack... I almost said Jack Snyder. Maybe it is Jack Snyder. There's an actual Zack Snyder cut of the Justice League.
Yes.
In existence. Apparently, part of the plan was to do three movies originally. And in the third, I won't go over there first. I'll go back. Back up. Rewind. I'm a terrible storyteller.
Hit it.
So apparently there's a Zack Snyder cut of a Justice League.
Yes.
And
go on.
Only 10% of his actual footage was used in the final theatrical cut that we saw.
Supposedly. So did you see the Twitter?
That's a lot of footage.
The stars of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, banded on Twitter, and
yeah.
they all
the first
said,
one I saw was Jason Momoa. I said, yeah, you see the Zack Snyder
release
cut.
Release the Snyder cut.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And I think Gal.
Especially after
Gal Gadot did too.
All of them.
After it got panned?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
terrible.
It's terrible. I mean,
it's terrible.
Terrible.
It's
Have you
terrible.
Seen this movie? It's terrible.
I don't. I can't see how his cut could be better. Maybe it could be better, but that doesn't mean it's going to be good.
Right.
It might be better.
It's going to be different.
It will definitely be different. The plan originally was to have three. They were planning on to do three movies for this. Stupid. And he was going to kill Batman in the third movie.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but okay. Sure.
Ben Affleck, Batman? I'm down.
Batfleck.
I thought Batfleck. I like Batfleck.
Yeah, I like him too.
Disney.
I did not like him in Justice League, though.
No.
I was like, are you even in the movie?
Yeah, he's barely in Justice League.
Not only that, but like he's just there.
Right.
Yeah. I think you even said it on the review of that movie. It's like, are you even trying to, like, do you care at all?
No,
you're Batman, dude.
You want
totally
to be in this?
Checked out. At least that's how it looked. Maybe it's because of all the reshoots they had to do. He's like, I already did this nonsense.
Probably.
And so maybe that's why he looked so out of it.
My last two news bits are our favorite thing.
Uh-oh.
Reboots.
Yay!
And I can't believe either of these are happening, so it qualifies for that as well. Disney is rebooting Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Reboo?
I was saying reboo.
That's the joke.
Thank you. Starring Josh Gad.
Okay. All right, sure.
I'll be okay. I'm there.
Yeah. See... one of the random podcasts I listen to is called High Five the Podcast. It's just two random dudes that talk about, they make lists of top five. Nice. They make top five lists of like top five Tim Burton movies, top right. five whatever they are.
Yeah.
And they just did one called Top Five, and they call them Rebeatquels, is what they called them. Merit. And they're the reboots.
But it's a sequel.
But it's a sequel. Like, they said the best example in modern times would be The Force Awakens. Where
yeah.
The Force mm-hmm. Awakens is very much A New Hope.
Mm-hmm.
Same, like, you know, plot points and story beats and everything. But it's rebooted, but it's still yes. technically a sequel.
Yes.
And so I'm wondering
interesting.
If this Could is be. Going to be a sequel.
Yeah,
because there was three of the original.
They called
ones.
It a rebequel.
That's what they rebequel? Called it. They
rebequel,
but it's a reboot.
That's yeah. fun
that's
to
a
say.
Sequel. Right, mm-hmm. right.
Rebequel.
Exactly.
I'll say it all day.
So it's a reboot that's that sneaks its way in there as a sequel
right.
or a sequel that like another example was why am I not thinking of the name 2049.
Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. Mm. I couldn't. How did I not think of Blade Runner? But that was another yeah. one where it's like you don't need to see the original Blade
Tears
Runner.
In the rain.
But when you watch the movie, if you've seen the first one, you're like, okay, this is definitely a sequel.
There's a double feature.
But it's also a reboot.
Mm-hmm. A requel. A sequel.
Yeah. Ew. Any of those.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Requel. Requel.
In other reboot news,
Rebequel.
Fox's Planet of the Apes is going to get a Disney reboot.
I'm not on board for this.
I'm super not on board. Those movies are good. Have you seen those?
Rebequel?
All three of those?
Directed by Tim Burton.
Probably.
We'll
I
give
like,
you another
I
shot
liked
at
all
it.
The, I liked all the...
The new ones?
Oh,
yeah.
He
They're
direct?
Good.
Yeah, I liked
like
all of them.
Legit, it's a great
yeah.
trilogy.
Oh.
He directed that
really?
Shitty version with Mark Wahlberg did, in like
yeah.
1996
oh,
or whatever.
Oh, dear Lord.
Who did?
Okay.
2000.
It was later
that,
than
2002?
That. It was like 2000-something, yeah.
Burton.
Tim Burton.
That was Tim Burton. Huh?
Yeah, it was like Michael Clark Duncan was in it and Mark yeah. Wahlberg was in it.
Oh, you know
Paul
why?
Paul Giamatti was
because
in it.
Because Tim Burton shouldn't do remakes. He should only do originals.
Tim Burton
all
needed
of
to
what?
Stop
Johnny Depp wasn't in it.
Or Hell on the Bottom Carter.
Tim Burton needed
or was
to
she?
Stop in the
no,
90s.
She was. Wait. I don't know.
Everything up and I think she might have. Yeah,
she
that's where they met. I think that's where they met.
Well, you know, my thing has always been for Tim Burton was that he needs to only do original stories.
Yeah.
That if he doesn't, like Big Fish is money.
Yep.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure is
yep.
good.
So Pee-wee's, so he started with Pee-wee's Big Adventure out the gate. Then he did Beetlejuice. Then he
Money.
Did Batman.
Money.
Then he did Batman Returns. Then he did Edward Scissorhands.
Money.
Then he did Big Fish. Like, literally, his first six movies are hit, 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 hit. And
then Cinderella.
Like,
oh, no,
the 90s hit. The 90s were over, and then it all went downhill from there. Yeah.
What was... Oh,
Down the
rabbit
Factory,
hole.
Alice
in
Wonderland.
Boo. Charlie. don't even get me started on that again.
I remember nothing about that movie.
Planet of the Apes. Like all the Dark Shadows. These are all in the 2000s. And they're
oh, wow.
all
Dark Shadows.
Terrible.
Dark Shadows. I
didn't
see
that.
That
one.
Yeah. It's the vampire, like Johnny
yeah.
Depp.
Yeah.
Do an
Michelle
original
Pfeiffer.
Story. That you do them so
the
well.
Sleepy Hollow.
Oh, I see. That's why I like Sleepy Hollow.
Like,
that's
like
more
Sleepy
original.
Hollow.
I mean, even though
I also like Sweeney Todd.
Classic story. Sweeney Todd's money.
I like that one too.
Yeah, and that's not necessarily.
I was lukewarm on Sweeney Todd.
If you watch
really,
it again,
I did not like it.
It's one of those where
I liked
you,
it.
When you watch it again, you're like, "This is not bad."
Yeah. No, that's. Oh, this is not bad.
It's an entertaining musical.
I was let down on it because I wanted the musical.
Well, yeah,
but
you
they
you're
cut
that.
So much of it out and changed so much that I was like, disappointed. But then I watched it again. As what it is, and I was like, you know what, I like this movie.
I'm not as familiar with the musical of Sweeney Todd, so I wouldn't have been able to know.
It's more of like a Les Mis constant, like operetta.
It's an opera. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and it's just the background chorus, like the opening song is just like, "Attend the tales, Sweeney Todd," and it's just like this huge, like Greek
that
chorus.
That is
epic
exactly
fucking,
what it sounds like. Actually,
as I said, it sounded legit. Like
it's pretty much what
I was
it
on
like.
My edge of my seat. Go on. This
but
is
it's
be
just
a
not
scene.
In the movie because there's no chorus in the movie. Kind of.
Oh,
what?
Sorry. I might have mentioned a movie that he produced.
Did you say Nightmare?
Nightmare Before Christmas was.
He didn't direct.
Nope.
Yeah,
he
produced.
Yeah,
he produced. Yeah, because I was looking at a list of his production or his that he produced.
Often miss.
Yeah.
Attributed. There's the word.
His story. And
I miss MRT.
He did produce it. So.
Yeah.
But. Yes.
That's all my official news, but I do have one last bit of news because it just happened, is that the Cowboys have lost, and they are 6-7.
To the Bears.
6-7, still winning their division.
Why can't the Chargers
America's
do that?
Team. Because we're not America's team.
Does everybody hate the Cowboys?
No. I don't hate them.
I hate them.
I think I hate the Patriots more. That's not even true. I don't even hate the Patriots.
I do.
I don't. I have no reason to hate the Patriots
other
than they're good.
I have no feelings towards the Patriots. I nothing them.
And they're cheaters.
I hated them for a long time.
Well, because you take the Patriots.
Because their dynasty started on a lie.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're like they're like America.
That was a fumble.
They're cheaters.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. My mom loves the Cowboys, and I'm like, why?
America's team. Troy Aikman.
Because Tom Landry was a super nice guy.
Barry Sanders.
Yeah, sure.
Emmitt Smith. I mean, like,
Barry Sanders
legit.
Was
Barry Sanders was the Lions.
Lions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Durr. I said Emmitt
forever.
Smith. You meant
that's why I corrected myself with Emmitt Smith. Yeah, I mean, how could you not watch Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, like, dominating?
True.
Like, it's just legit when you got, like, the two best players on the same team.
But even, like, them, it's the same as the Patriots. Like, when a team is doing really good that's not your team.
Right.
You're like, these fucking guys. I hate these
but
guys.
I don't hate the Ravens.
It was like, as soon as the Patriots.
I don't either. Right now.
Beat the Chargers, and the Chargers were out of it. I was like, go Patriots. Win again.
I hate the Patriots.
Like, go and for
it. And when they beat the Chargers that time.
They walloped them. Like, it was,
well, they
was
beat them a couple,
two
they
years
beat
ago.
A couple times.
Last, no, it was
no
last
I'm
year.
Thinking like 7
oh, yeah.
years ago, 8
yeah.
years ago with LT.
Oh, yeah.
When the Chargers were like 12-13-1
yeah,
or something like
that. When they made
that.
The playoffs like every year back yeah. in the days when they had LT and yeah. Vincent Jackson, Drew Brees.
Mm.
Oh, good times.
Womp, womp.
And that's the way it was.
Yep.
Excellent. Nothing from Maddie this week, other than congrats on him being married.
Congratulations.
I don't think we officially said that on the show.
Scene, a great segment last week.
Song of the South?
Yeah, that was a really well done piece.
Yes.
You're allowed a week off after that.
Yeah, take a week off.
Recoup.
But when we had something else we could talk about.
Watch some white racist movie now, Matt.
Watch a reverse racist movie.
Yeah, watch a white racist
white man's
movie.
Burden. Oh my lord.
Is that my biopic that you're talking?
Yes. Poor,
or your sex tape. One of the two.
Right.
There it is.
Oh, good times. On that note.
Well, after these messages.
To save me from tears, I'll give it to someone. watching?
What you watching?
I didn't watch anything good.
What?
Whatever.
Not it's even earlier tonight?
Tis a joke, because I was real excited about what I just watched this evening.
What you watch, Jared?
I watched a fun little show called America Says on the Game Show Network with my band pals, Mikey, Rich, and Tony in La Mesa.
How fun was that to watch?
Like, spoiler alert. Real fun
because we fucking won.
Damn it, I'm on the wrong page.
Thanks to Money P over here.
Like, okay, legit, that was awesome.
Yeah.
It was really cool to watch.
So when we were leaving, when we were in the car, we're like, do we tell Jared that we won? Like, we're not supposed to talk about it, but we're like, we can tell Jared if we won.
Right, I'm part of the team. Yeah. Right.
It would be so much better if we don't tell Jared that we won and he gets to see it happen.
True story.
And experience it.
That was the
whole thing. So much better.
Don't say anything.
It was so much better.
Yeah. I think,
it was so much better.
I knew that you would appreciate that.
And so auditioning for that show, we had to practice that show, or however you want to say it.
Right.
So I watched a lot of that show. I did all the practice quizzes like on a daily thing. I was like getting in the zone. And then watching it tonight, I was like, dude, I would have fucking failed. Like, it almost worked that I was. I mean, I say that because, like, in hindsight or whatever.
Right, yeah.
But, like.
Probably not.
Because you,
sitting on the couch.
You're playing along.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, sitting on the couch, I was like, I'm lost. And, like, it was different when we're in the room when we were auditioning. I didn't feel as lost. And so it's weird, like, I being there, now that you guys can mention it, talk about it.
Yeah.
Was it as in your head as when you're on the couch?
Absolutely.
I mean, definitely, it's just a lot more pressure, and like, and it's all exciting. Yeah. Like, it's a little bit like out of body almost. Like,
right. This isn't real.
Yeah, yeah. It's like you're there on set, and it's like we're playing right now, but it's like, it's just like you're a little bit away from your body watching the whole thing.
And there's like an audience over there in the dark, and like John Michael King's over there, he's being all funny and animated, and there's a whole other team over there, and just all these things are going on and happening, and you're like.
And then,
this doesn't make any sense. Like, why? How did I get here?
Right. Exactly.
How did we get here?
Yeah. Yeah. There was several trippy moments, but I remember just going, "Wow, we're filming this TV show right now."
After that second round, I'm like, "We're gonna fucking win this thing."
After the
second round, after we like crushed them.
Yeah,
like, we were so far ahead.
Ran the board when you ran this. When you actually
like,
got
win.
Every the last thing in the
you got strawberry.
Dude, yeah,
I was like.
When BJ got strawberry.
My seat, like watching it, like I know it's amped up because I know you guys and whatever, but like it's legitimately like edge of your seat episode of that show.
We were
like,
just
in general. Yeah. I'm like, dude, like it's things happened in that show that don't happen in that show. Like you guys ran a board. That's very rare that people run the board.
Yeah. It was a trip because it went through probably three times at least before we like finished out the board. And then, like, at the end, it was, like, I was starting to come to me a little bit more.
You got, like, a run of fruit, and you're like, ooh, fruit. I'll just name fruit.
Right, fruit. Yeah. You pick fruit, of course.
Blueberries. Yeah. Oh, I got that.
And then, like.
Oh, berries. Strawberry.
Right. And it was literally, like, just coming
and
to
And the buzzer
like,
happens, and we're like, oh, did he get it? And I'm looking across to see if they're in, like, complaint or something. And
but
then
at
we, like,
that,
had to wait for them to decide.
Yeah, at that moment, like, strawberries. And then we're all like, ooh. And they're like. And all the lights go down. And then, like
down the
everyone,
show.
And then you're supposed to you're supposed to step away.
Like every
and
other
turn,
one,
and turn
around. Everyone,
you step
away.
Back, you step back and turn around away from the camera. And then they sit there, and then they come in over and talk to you for a little while the lights are down and everything's like they're looking at the replay right now and figuring it all out, and see if you got it in on time. And then they're like, "I can't wait to watch it again."
Yeah,
because they're like, "All right, now, so
you got it.
You did get it.
So
react. You got it. So
got
act
it.
Like you did, like you got it."
Yeah.
And so that
was a really good cut.
Yeah,
that was when I knew. It seems like, we got it. Like, we got this shit.
Well, once that, because that's a big lead. That's
the bonus.
Big lead.
You get the bonus for running the board.
Yeah, great big lead. So,
but like I've seen,
they could have got it.
I've been watching a lot of them, and it's anyone's game until that last round.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if they run the board,
or even get
yeah
five, six out of seven, you're like, oh shit, that's so many points. Like,
yeah.
But it's the bonus points. It's like one of collecting it, of running the board. That's like,
yeah, when they started the third round, it was like 5,600 to 600 or something.
But they would have won.
That's right, it was.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the stinking bonus round, like, it's like a magical combination of like you guys being on your game and getting real good categories.
We got,
that very first question.
Yeah.
It's like, that's the always number easy. One thing dad wants it's his son loud. To say is too loud. Mm-hmm. Boom. M. Instantly rich music. Like, literally, like the second barely had time to tick itself off the clock. It went down from 60 to 59.
Not wasting time.
And
on that,
it was like, okay, round two, here we come.
Like, I've noticed that, like, generally, like that on that bonus round, that first one will be real easy. You'll get
sometimes.
It real quick.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but sometimes, yeah,
sometimes
it's not like, it's
right.
not.
I've seen them go through it like three times. I'm like, and they have to use the.
They have to use the pause in the first
the
round.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
And if you don't use that pause, the first,
you'll
second
it.
Round, you can't use it the third round.
Don't use it, you lose it.
Yep, and so.
No, we use it on the third round.
You can use it on the third.
Use it on the fourth.
Just not on the fourth.
Yeah, there's four rounds, and you can't use it on the last one.
You can use it anytime.
So then right after you hit it, and I'm like, see, it's a fucking closet, obviously. Damn it.
Nope.
Wasted that ball.
I had corner.
No, I think that was clutch, though.
Yeah, I had corner, too.
But after, I couldn't, because in the moment, you're like, you're stuck on that one.
For me, it was after, and then I got it, yeah.
Well, what was cool is, like, we hit the buzzer, like, we don't know this answer right now. We hit the buzzer to pause the clock, and then you're allowed to, you're thinking about it the entire time.
Right.
As they're going on, you're like, I see. And then I was like, corner, it's corner. If it comes back corner, it's going to be me, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to say corner.
And I'm going to be the victor.
And I'm thinking the same thing about closet, to be honest. I'm it's closet. It's closet. If it comes to me, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Shit, and I had just closet never way. Even came into my head. Mm-hmm. And so I was terrified. Mm-hmm. I was terrified. So.
Well, and then the last one, the forfer, which is like, good luck, people. This is always difficult.
Yeah.
It's like, what's the word they use? It's like, synonyms and euphemism.
Euphemism.
Other euphemisms for kissing.
Yeah.
And there's four answers on the board, and Mikey P
needed no help.
Four of the answers, including locking lips and necking. Yep.
That moment was probably the dopest moment, other than the winning, which, spoiler alert, we won.
So you guys get to the bonus round, right? And I'm like, dope, dude. $200, like fucking $1,000. That's legit.
Yeah.
And then music, boom, 1 second off the board. And then boom, round two, 2 more seconds off the board. I was like, dude, you guys almost have a full minute for the last like 7 answers.
Yeah,
like that's legit. And then 1 answer, 2 answers. I don't know. Boom, pause. 43 seconds, 40-something seconds left.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys got so much time. I was like, this is gonna be good. And at that point, I was like, dude, maybe they won. at that point, I was like, dude, maybe they're killing it. I was like, maybe they won. And then the hard one,
yeah.
4 answers pop up. Just
knocks it out.
Mikey P nails it in like 10 seconds. I'm like, 30 seconds to get one fucking answer? No way.
Yeah. That was dope.
Yep. And I had none of those answers, Mikey P. Like, I was just like, well, and. Because if you've watched a bunch of episodes.
I had your back, baby. I saw that come up. I'm like, oh. But as soon as he started going, I'm like, he's got them all. Like, he's going to get them all.
Yeah.
If he doesn't, I'll get the ones he doesn't get. But he's got them all.
I was not in that place at all.
Me
I was
either.
Like, we're
fine. I was. I'm like.
I was right there
The minute they said euphemism for kissing them all, like, I just, like, you see it, I'm sure, in the episode.
Going
like, no, my eyes start to, like, roll, or I look away, and I'm all, why is this my category?
Don't worry. And then let us come up. I'm like, you got it.
Because when you play that game, when you're on the couch or whatever, as soon as they ask the question, there's like 2-3 seconds before they put the letters up.
Right.
And so they give you the category, and
you're thinking of answers right now.
You're thinking of answers.
Yes.
And so they're like, euphemism for kissing. And before they put the letters up, I was like, smooching, making out. Blank mind. And then the first two are S and then M-O. And then L blank L and N. And I'm like, oh, God.
I had none of them. I had zero of them. I was like,
comes
what?
Out with locking lips first? What?
N was the first one that I knew. I'm like, N? Oh, that's probably necking, actually.
Yeah. I never would have got there.
Yeah. It wasn't until like he got like two that I'd even like, for whatever reason, I couldn't grasp
the question.
Yes. Yeah. Like sometimes like, when I'm playing Jeopardy, I'm like, what? Like, I have to read the whole question.
What even
then,
is this question?
Then they'll answer the question. I'm like, oh. And then I'm like way behind. Like, yeah. Oh, I get it. But that's how I was like, I don't even know what they're talking about right now. And I was like, wow. What's a euphemism?
Take drugs. Like,
I mean, I like to do myself.
So when Mike EP answered them all, I was like, and he started to answer them, I'm like, oh, that's what they mean. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, looking at the other letters, I'm like, maybe I got making out like right before you said it.
Yeah.
But man, I was like, it took a long time for me even to get on board with what was happening right there. So Mikey P killed it.
Like,
awesome.
You guys all had like a clutch answer. Like all four of you came through with like a solid moment. And you guys played the little song,
we
little
kazoos.
Thing that we wrote like, the day before. We're like, you guys should come up with a song. Like, oh, let's do it. BJ wrote a little thing on the ukulele, came up with a little lyrics.
We could never really settle on like a melody.
Right.
So the whole thing was a little melody-less.
Right.
But it didn't sound awful.
It wasn't bad.
It just sounded like kind of monotone-ish.
Fine. Obviously, it was good enough to get put on the air.
They aired it, yeah.
They did air it. And
honestly,
that's so funny. I totally forgot. I almost forgot about it.
Oh, that's funny.
Because like, when we're like watching it, I'm like, oh, that's right, our song. Like, let's hear our song.
I bet. That they kept it because he had so much fun with the kazoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a lot of fun.
They had to keep it.
He's like, oh, I get a blue one.
They had to keep it in because otherwise, why would he have a kazoo?
Right.
Yeah.
Unless, like,
you
randomly were like, here's a kazoo because we're a band.
Yeah.
Like,
that's props to Tony and La Mesa for bringing the kazoos.
Yep.
And,
coming in strong.
Yep.
That was legit.
Getting the instruments and that was good. Good stuff.
And you did the song, you played on it. And, like, what was Tony's ear corn ladle or whatever?
Ear ladle corn. Gladen.
Ear corn.
Corn ear ladle.
Air incontinence was one that Mikey
that was,
said.
And I'm all, oh, God, that one's showing up on YouTube for years to come.
You can't think of the word, just, like, say a word that starts with that letter. So,
right.
Like, all right, like, we're going to come up with some weird shit.
And that's what he's looking for, too. Like,
right.
They're looking
they
for
want you to say, like, something kind of silly.
Well, and that's why it's even more impressive having watched your guys' episode because in our audition, the initial audition, we were all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Screaming and yelling and yelling out answers and, like, going ham balls to the wall because that's what they told us to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in the, like, second rounds, they're like, okay, now try and keep it, you know, don't talk out of turn
control
and this
it,
and that. And then we're still, all of us were like,
yeah.
And I was like, we are going to fail. Like, how do you not do it on the show?
Yeah.
Nothing, like,
and
a
I think
couple of times.
I, they might
like,
edit some of that out.
Did we
like,
have two auditions or was
so.
It just one?
Really? Because I feel like I did a little bit more, but maybe not.
Okay,
I think I was focused
one.
On it, maybe.
Yeah, you didn't.
But, like, you guys, like, none of you seemed to, like, hiccup on words or, like, be fighting. And, like, there was one time I think Tony said pass, which you're not technically supposed to say pass.
Yeah, but there was a letter P there.
But,
so.
He said the word. I was like, hey, yeah, it works. But, like, obviously he was just, like, getting to the next person.
Yeah.
But, like, it was, like, again, it's
are you
not
supposed to say pass? I don't remember.
They don't want you to.
They want you to
say a word.
And they don't want you to talk about it. Whoops.
And they don't want you to say elephant every time.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
Like, don't say the
same
word.
Don't say the
same
word.
Right. Yeah. But again, like, I know it's because I know you guys, but, like, legitimately, having seen many, many episodes of that show, it's a very entertaining episode.
Tight.
And so maybe that's why they bumped it. They're like, we have to have a winner every X amount of episodes or something. And like,
they probably do.
There was
like
just a winner right before, so they're like, we can't have
it
do
it.
Or a bunch of winners
in a row.
Right. So it's just maybe that's what happened.
Yeah.
It was
but
fun.
You think they know before they put the schedule? I don't know.
Well, especially since they sent us the thing, it's got to be, I'm guessing that it was some sort of legal thing where these other folks had a little complaint about something, and so they brought him back because they had sent us the
cancers or whatever.
Yeah, because they did send us a notice saying it's going to air on this date, so start telling your friends, which we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was legit.
But I am totally convinced that if you had been there,
we would have won anyway.
Yeah, like I mean, if you had been there, you like I think. This is, for me, I think you would have gone in instead of me, and I think, yeah, you guys would have nailed it.
I disagree.
I think I disagree too.
Yeah, I get lucky luck. Luck.
I like
luck.
To think, yeah,
I think
actually,
it all worked out exactly how it was supposed
to. I was going to say, I actually like to think that, like, we wouldn't have won.
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, not that you wouldn't have done a fine job, but I just think that, like, it's like
it
Super
worked.
Friends or something
it
like
out.
Who has their
everything. Yeah.
Who has their frame of reference that they need to access during this? Yep. Like, because like some of the ones I was like, I would have never thought of that. I would have never thought of that.
Yeah.
But between the four of us, everybody thought of whatever needed to be thought of.
So. Yeah. Like I thought outside of the box for the pick the pocket. Like I don't think anyone else on the team. Anyone else on the team? Like I mean, I'm all. But that's where my mind stopped. I got stuck in that little niche. But that
was
all
we needed
for the team. Yeah.
That's all we needed. Like probably we wouldn't. Like I wasn't gonna guess we wouldn't have gone to pocket. I know I wasn't going to pocket.
Nope. And so, I don't know if you guys out there know, but the grand prize is $15,000. And before, so as soon as we found out that there was five people, you bring five, one sits in the dressing room.
Boo. Right?
Which is like, well, why bring five? I guess it's just in case you need an alternate or whatever. But as soon as we auditioned and they're like, you have a callback for whatever. And we're like, dope. And then we're like, okay, we're saying it here and now. If we go and we win, we're splitting it evenly, even for the person that sits in the green room.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't get to go at all because of work. Mm-hmm. And these assholes freaking won the show. And then I'm sitting there like in elation on the couch. And they bring out a big, fat, fake check that says my share of the prize money with made out to Baby Weintraub.
Yep.
And I almost cried. Like, legit, that's the coolest, nicest thing ever.
Well, you know, we were all sitting on that for, like, I don't know, but the big check was
the big
like,
check
that,
was,
that
yeah,
was Rich.
Team captains. Nice.
Yeah, that's why he's the captain now.
That's why.
we should definitely talk about.
Yeah.
Tony in La Mesa.
Yes.
Who's not here with us tonight because he's recovering. We all watched it at his house.
He's retired. Thank you for having us in your home.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you, Tony.
He's exhausted, son.
Nice.
Tony in the Mesa.
But he, damn it, what was I going to say? About the
Captain.
Yes. Yeah. He put the whole thing together, essentially. Yep. Like, he was the one who did the legwork for the show.
He made this happen.
He made the whole thing happen. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to be the captain.
Right.
And so and we're all fine with that. That's fine. You can be the captain.
Absolutely.
And when we get there, they decide, they tell you, like, we're going to tell you who of your group is going to be on and who's not. And then we're going to also tell you who, you know, who will be the captain. And it was not received well. So I was like, wait a minute. We already have a captain. I'm the captain. Okay. I want you to just go over here. And Rich, you're the captain now.
Yeah, me being who I am, I'm like, look at me.
I am the captain.
Oh, that's great.
But that was part of the fun the whole time.
And maybe if we were in that original order, we wouldn't have won.
Exactly. Yeah. There's lots of things that
gone different.
I like to think that, like, hey, it worked out just the way it's supposed
to
work.
It was supposed
out.
To happen that way, yeah.
You know, if I didn't, it's so funny because part of me is like, well, they're not going to not pick me. You know, it's right. I think we were probably all thinking that. Well, they're not going to pick me.
No, I'm thinking the whole time, oh, they're not going to pick me. They're not going to pick me.
I figured it could have been anybody's game.
Right.
No idea.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in the same sense, it's like, they're not going to not pick me. They might. And then,
imagine I went and they sat Tony.
Right.
Oh my God, no.
Who would have made that dumb face on camera?
Hopefully you.
Oh, wow.
There were a couple scenarios that I'm like, this can't happen. Right. This can't happen. And like, literally, like, and it sounds silly or whatever, but like, literally, I was like, I'll sit down. Like, you know, like, you know, I've had been really lucky. I've gotten to do this before, too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So, like,
yeah.
I don't have to, if it comes to it, I don't have to do it. You guys can do it and have fun. I'm going to enjoy it anyway. But you went and jumped on the grenade for
I
us.
Sure did. And then you guys won me some cash, which is the nicest thing ever.
Right on.
No, because like as soon as you guys like hit the second round bonus, swept it, I was like, sweet, I'm gonna get $200.
right.
I was like, you guys are gonna win the round.
I got $200,
and that's $1,000. Like you get $1,000, $200. And then you won the whole shebang, and I got much more than that.
And I don't. None of us expected to have the money at that point anyway.
Right. No, and so, which is really cool.
That was a surprise
to have it.
That was like, and then it was like, how fun. We're going to get to watch it with Jared and then give him money after, as soon as he walks.
That was so cool.
As soon as it airs, we can like, now here's your money. That's so awesome. Here, enjoy.
Because
so.
Like our big thing is like we're trying to save up enough money to have rent for 2 months.
Oh, cool.
So when Samantha's out of work.
It's got to be close.
And we are there now. We have hit that goal as of this moment.
Boom.
I was going to say, that's
got to
be close. I mean, like, I don't know. No, wait a minute. I'm thinking. No, rent's expensive. That's one month. That's about 1 month.
Yes.
Yeah, that's about 1 month. Okay.
But
right on. But you already had the other month.
We have been saving, yes.
Right on.
And so now it's like, sweet. Awesome. So now with her disability and me earning my paycheck, like I can pay the bills and we have rent for 2 whole months. So she can just sit and do the baby thing.
And now, are you planning to take a month off or no?
I'm only going to take a couple weeks. She's going to take minimum 2 months, hopefully three.
Yeah.
Now, is she still... Or is she invested into the company other than
employee? Just an employee.
And is that is still in the possibility?
Nope. They just sold to new person, and she's still in charge. New person's keeping her on to do what she does.
Do the thing.
Yeah. It's dope.
Yeah.
In other news of what we're watching.
Oh,
Rich,
yeah.
You watched Bridesmaids, and I want to talk about it.
I watched Bridesmaids.
Do tell.
It was meh.
So what did you say initially?
Initially, I said, I hope this gets better.
You're like, I'm 15 minutes in or
something. I checked the timer. I was 26 minutes into it. I'm like,
I hope this gets better. At what point? Do you remember the point in the movie?
It was.
Because I watched a lot of it today.
That was right after she found out that her friend was engaged, I think.
Okay.
But a little bit. There's like another scene right after that, too. I was like, I hope this is better.
My first.
It's just kind of like, I'm like, I thought this movie was hilarious. And this is not hilarious.
Yes. It was advertised as, take this with a grain of salt, especially you, BJ.
Yes.
The funniest movie since The Hangover.
Right. It was like a female Hangover.
The female Hangover or whatever, what have you. Where it's like supposed to be this like outlandishly uproarious laugh a minute movie. That's how it was very much advertised.
Right.
And granted, that might be one of the reasons why I didn't like it, because I was like, I don't like Hangover. I didn't think Hangover was
It's not that
movie. It's not that movie.
That's not what it is.
No,
And it's very Judd Apatow in the fact that there are funny moments, but it has a lot of heart and a lot of, I would say, real moments with a little bit of overacting. A lot of overacting.
That's where it... I won't say it lost me, because in the end, I'm like, it's fine.
Right.
Like, this is a fine movie. I didn't think it was great. I didn't think it was terrible.
Right.
It was fine. But there are some of those moments where, like, I'm like, all right, I'm watching a movie, so I can't say no real person would do that. But, like,
correct.
I'm even having a hard time believing that this movie person in this movie would react to this situation this way.
Particularly, like, the bridal or the bachelor or what's it? The wedding shower. When she, like, starts throwing the big cake and, like, having a fit.
The whole, like, breaking
temper tantrum.
Like, there's no reason for this character to do that. Like, that doesn't seem like her at all.
She wouldn't have a temper tantrum necessarily. She might,
like, I know she's having a hard time right now, but that seems a bit much.
And see, that's the thing that's the problem that I have with the movie, because... First of all, I like the movie. I think it's a fine movie. I don't think it's uproariously funny. Like, again, I don't think it was as was advertised.
Right.
But after I watched it the first time and I was like, this isn't what you said it was.
Right.
And then I watched it again. I was like, I enjoy this movie.
I would probably appreciate it more on a second watch, I think.
And it's because It's just, I don't know why they said it was like this hilarious laugh-a-minute movie, because it's depressing.
The test screening watched like the bridal shower, or the bridal shower, the dress shop
the dress
scene,
shop scene,
which
yes.
is legitimately fucking hilarious. Yes. Like, that was the first
laugh-out-loud moment.
The first laugh-out-loud moment for me, for sure, was that. I'm like, oh man, they're going for it.
And most of the Melissa McCarthy stuff is before she was like, oversaturated in the market of being Melissa McCarthy-ish.
I thought this is the best thing I've seen her in.
Yeah.
Far and above. I thought she was great in this movie.
Yeah. And it's just...
And I've never felt that way about anything else.
But when you go into a movie expecting like a laugh a minute, like you're told, and then it's like a depressing story about like a down and out woman, you're like, this isn't funny. Like, why am I laughing at her? She's
tragic.
Yes.
She's tragic.
Like, nothing but bad things are happening to her, and not in a funny way. Like even the dress scene where it's funny because they all get diarrhea.
Yeah.
It's funny, ha ha ha. But like, it's happening because of, like, because everything of her, bad is happening because of her, so to speak. Right. And it's depressing. It's so depressing. And it's like, why is this supposed to be hilarious?
And that's part of the thing I found frustrating for me while watching the movie, as we got towards the end, is that all these bad things were happening and all of them were her fault.
Right.
And she couldn't acknowledge that. And I'm like, bro.
Well,
like,
I mean, not all of it. When the lady legit steals the idea for the thing that
not
she
all
came
of them
up with.
Legitimately her fault. Yeah.
And then, like, she takes the idea and then throws a bazillion dollars at
it. Though,
yes.
is her fault. Yes, like, the way that she responds to all the situations is 100% her fault.
Right.
I'm like, is somebody going to call this bitch out? Like, somebody tell her that she's acting a fool. Like, what the hell?
Right.
And then it finally happens towards the end of the movie. I'm like, oh, thank God. Like, that right there, that redeemed the whole movie for me. Because if nobody told her, like, you're the one doing this. Right. Like, if you want to get better, you need to make it better. And then
so
finally,
you mean like when her cop buddy's like, your taillight still isn't fixed.
Right. When, like, he has his whole meltdown, like, how have you not done this?
This is your fault.
This is your fault. This is so easy to do. Like, I handed it to you, basically. I told you how to do this, and you just wouldn't do it.
He's so good in the movie, Chris O'Dowd.
Oh,
he's fantastic.
He is great.
He's really great in that movie.
It's just, I just couldn't get over the fact that it's supposed to be this outlandish comedy. Yeah. And again, there's a lot of fun
I
moments.
Let go of that after the airplane.
Right.
I was like, well, it's clearly not supposed to be that. Because even that scene, which is like kind of funny, I'm like, this is kind of messed up.
Yes.
Like, this is really, like, she's all drugged out and they're like going to kick her off the plane. Like, this is not cool.
And you feel bad because the other girl, the rich girl that is taking over the quote maid of honor stuff because
she's good at it. And
well, and not only that, but because she's also equally depressed and wants the attention. And, like,
right.
It's just weird. I see the movie completely differently than how they want you to see it.
Sure.
And when you watch it under those lenses, you're like, this is actually a very well-made, heart-filled kind of movie.
Yeah.
But it's I don't know. I just couldn't get over the fact that they tagged it as this. Yeah.
Well, there's some very... I'm so sorry. There's some very, very funny people in this movie. And you're, you know, so the expectation is going to be, hey, all these funny people, it's got to be funny.
Yeah.
But, it, you know, that really isn't the movie that it is.
Nope.
Dude, Kristen Wiig, and I've said it before about her, she's so talented.
Yes.
And so good. But still, I don't think she's ever, ever, ever been utilized really, really well. Like, she's really good. But I just think everything is an attempt to kind of try to capture
even
her magic.
Even with this movie, I can see that.
Even on SNL, you don't think she was used well?
I think not to her potential. Like, not as good as she. I think that they kind of, like, caught some of it. They caught some of her magic and put it into a scene.
Yeah.
But I don't think she's ever been really, like, given her, like, great role or great character to, like, really shine.
I think there was a movie where she was somewhat serious, and I can't remember what it was. But even in, like, say, take Ghostbusters, right, which a lot of people hated. I, again, enjoyed that movie. Not the best movie, but I enjoyed it. But what I think is difficult with Kristen Wiig is she funny or is she the straight man? And she toes the line where, like, even when she's being the straight man, you kind of want to laugh because you know that she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're like, you're being serious right now, but you're still kind of funny. So, like, she can't really play the straight man, but then she's not Kate McKinnon, Melissa McCarthy, off the wall, Leslie Jones. Right. Like, all three of them are such big off-the-wall kind of personalities that she can't be that. And so it's like that's, I think, like you're saying, that's part of the problem. Like, they don't know how to use her because she's not the serious one, but she's also not the funny. So it's like
what do you do?
She needs, like, a Liar Liar type movie where Jim Carrey is, like, bonkers, go Jim Carrey off the wall, but also show that you have a serious heart-filled side, too. Yeah.
Which she's like Dennis Rodman if they never did figure out, like, a good role for him. If they just kind of, like, gave him, like, 5 minutes to play defense and give fouls out.
Yeah.
But they found a role for him to be able to express himself, and he became great.
Right.
And I feel like her greatness is so evident, but, like, it's still, like, in my opinion, it still is yet to be used. We still have not seen it.
Do you have her IMDb?
Yeah, I have it up. What are we looking for?
I think she was in something where she was mostly serious.
I'm looking at like
Nebraska
her.
Or
her
like
list
that.
Is prolific. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I can't believe how much she's done. But there was something. Something called Mother. Maybe.
Yeah. I would love to ask her. Like, what do you think that you've ever been?
What's
like,
your best work?
Utilized.
Your favorite role?
Really well.
Yeah.
I thought she did really well in this.
In Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've liked her in everything.
Yeah.
I've never not liked her in anything.
Right.
Saturday Night Live or a movie role. She's just likable.
Oh,
she's
maybe The Skeleton Twins? That looks like a very serious movie.
Yeah,
poster.
with our friend, what's his name? From Chuck? No, not Chuck, but the. What's the one on HBO, but the assassin?
Barry.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, that's the one. Yes, with Bill Hader.
Bill Hader, yes. 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 Yeah.
Bill Hader, also phenomenally good.
Yeah, his I keep wanting to see Chuck, but it's not Chuck.
Right.
But Barry. Barry is a – he gets to really –
he does both. Yeah, he does, but he's serious and funny.
It's not a whole lot of comedy. His comedy for that is super dry compared to, like, South Park and Saturday Night Live who's the New York guy who gives all the – well, the biggest thing in New York this week
is – Stefan.
Stefan. Yeah. So,
I love that bit because you could tell that it wasn't a bit. They just literally like, okay, go read it.
Go read that.
And then he would laugh, and then he would do that cover his mouth thing.
Have you heard?
And you would see Seth Meyers, who wrote the jokes, like staring at him, like this one's gonna get him. Like you can see him, like trying to break him with the joke that he knew was coming.
Right. And I love the idea that they would practice that, but they would never give him the jokes that they had written for the thing, until it was showtime. So he would be seeing them for the first time. The newest thing in. I was like, that's not my phone. I know that. Is that your watch?
Apparently Siri wants.
What was it talking about?
It says, I love that, but because you could tell that David, it wasn't a bit. They just literally. So somehow she was listening to that whole thing we were talking about. Stefan. Who knows?
Anyway.
So Bridesmaids, when you were like, meh, I was like, well, it's probably because you went into it thinking that it was supposed to be this hilarious movie.
Yep.
Yeah.
I
made it. I still didn't make it all the way through, but I made it further than I did the last time.
It ends with a trope that I don't enjoy in movies.
What has it end?
I mean, the wedding.
I heard
which
the
is
music.
Fine.
I heard the music playing. I was in the other room.
Oh. It ends with the wedding, which is fine. But then, because her favorite band's Wilson Phillips, they come out and sing "Hold On" live.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, okay, so, get the band to sing the song. Great.
Yeah.
Which is. Whoop-de-whoop, but it's, you know, it's fine. But it's just, it's...
The movie, there also made me, like, the one time I blatantly rolled my eyes, it's like, she's missing. It's like, oh, she's not really a missing person until it's been 24 hours. I'm like, that's not true! Stop saying that!
Right.
That's not true?
That's not true!
How long is...
The first 24 hours is the most critical time to find someone who's missing. How far away could you get in 24 hours if you were determined?
All the way across the country.
I'd be gone.
Yeah.
I'd be in deep
be in
South
Switzerland.
America. I could disappear in 24
Even if
hours.
You hopped a train, like a freight train, you would end up states away.
You could grab a bunch of cash,
like
hop a train,
and
vanish in that
states
time.
Away, yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I finished a book by Stephen King called The Institute.
You
wasn't really watching it, but I was listening to it.
You called it a what?
It was. It's called The Institute. Stephen King.
A book? Up. Are you not familiar with these?
Audiobook, if that makes it any better for you. It's very good.
Say it again. Yeah. The name of it is what?
The Institute.
The Institute.
Okay.
And it's another
Stephen King.
It's another Stephen King that I can, again, everything he makes, I'm just like, I can see this as a movie. I can see this as a movie. It's very good. Like all of them that he writes. It's like I have my appreciation for it. He's
good.
Keeps cranking them out. I'm like, yep. How do you write one of these a year? Like at least one a year? How does that happen?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
But not anymore. He's not doing it anymore. Unless he just has them all in there and he's like, yeah, let's publish this one. Yeah. I wrote that in a day.
Like Prince. He's got a vault, right? A vault full of
probably
material.
He just has so many and they're all good.
Yep.
It's mind-boggling.
That's so cool. Can you imagine like just having those around and like, I'm going to release this year. That's going to be my job,
right?
Is to release this book.
Here's this one that I already have done. Yeah. And in the meantime, go ahead and make a movie of the book that I put out 2 years ago. That's the sequel to a movie that, you know, I hated. But, this movie, because in the movie, the Dr. Sleep, the sequel to The Shining, because it's pretty well known that Stephen King hates the original Kubrick version because they changed the ending. And he hates that movie. Like it's a known thing that Stephen King hates the movie The Shining. And so in the Dr. Sleep movie, the director got him to sign off on it because apparently there's like a dream sequence or something to start the movie, which is the official ending of The Shining. And so he's like, I'll put your original ending at the beginning of this movie and then we'll go for it. And he's like, yep.
So,
at the beginning of this, they ended it. They re-ended Shining
in some form, right? Whether it's a dream sequence or maybe it's maybe they're like after the family left, this is what happened,
right?
And so he shows you what happens to the hotel, which it gets blown to smithereens. Spoiler alert:
the boiler explodes.
Yes, in the book, they blow up the hotel.
Yep,
interesting.
And so that's how this movie starts: is with the Overlook Hotel blowing up. And so that's how he got him to sign off on being able to make the movie.
Neat.
For those of you in the Northwest, the Overlook Hotel exterior shots were filmed at? Anybody?
I don't know.
Nope.
Timberline Lodge in Mount Hood, Oregon.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So if you go in there and visit Timberline Lodge,
stay there.
They have an axe.
Oh.
And it says, here's Johnny on it.
Yeah.
Not anymore. They blew it up for this movie. Yeah. Sorry.
For this new movie. I haven't been there in a while. So.
That was a good laugh. It was one of those lightheaded, I'm going to faint laughs that you just had me hit.
It's good.
Speaking of creepy building movies,
yes.
I saw Knives Out.
Ooh. You did?
Oh, I'm seeing it tomorrow.
Was it good?
Good.
Okay.
Oh man,
you had a face of like, oh no.
No, it was good.
Okay, good.
It was super good.
I want to see that.
I will not tell you a thing about it.
Beth Accomando was giving out free.
I just can't.
Free passes.
I'm sorry.
I do need to
tell you nothing about it. Nope.
Maybe you can answer me. Okay. And if you don't want to, you don't have to. Good mystery. Good. Like, is it a good mystery?
Because
I was worried that
Agatha Christie-ish. Like everybody could possible done it.
It'll fool you.
Okay. Good.
Good, yeah. Good.
Where you're like, ooh, it's that person. And then, like, the next scene, you're like, no, it's that person.
Okay. Little did you know that blah, blah, blah,
is
blah,
it
blah.
Like, see, you probably can't even answer. Like, is it an actual murder mystery?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, good.
That's the last thing I'll answer about.
Okay. Because the trailer makes it look so good. It's star-studded.
Yeah.
Is everyone in it good? Like,
so good. They're all so good.
Okay, good.
Jamie Lee Curtis stands out. Daniel Craig stands out.
Nice.
Good
to see Chris Evans not as Captain America.
It was great.
Yeah.
Great to see him doing something different.
Right.
He's really good, too. Michael Shannon. I will watch Michael Shannon.
Dude, I would love him.
I would like to call Michael Shannon on the phone and have him yell at me. I would love. I just love watching Michael Shannon yell at people. Nobody yells like Michael Shannon does.
What was this TV show on HBO, I think, where he was like the FBI agent?
I don't know.
Chasing the dude. Dang it.
Yeah, I don't know.
He got religion, or he was.
And since we mentioned Frank Oz earlier, Frank Oz was in this movie.
Oh, nice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yep.
It just looks.
That's not a spoiler.
I love a good, like, in one location murder clue type movie.
Yeah.
It's just. I love it. I love those books. I love a murder mystery book.
The structure of the movie is really good.
I love a solid
whodunit.
Like it's, and yeah,
it builds to the ending very well, and you just don't quite see it coming.
Boardwalk Empire, maybe?
I think it might have been Boardwalk Empire. Yeah. He had a long extended run on that.
I want to see it. I know I'm not going to see it. I just know that I'm going to see it. Yeah, maybe when it's on HBO or something. But
I'll see it for sure at some point.
At some point. But I know I'm not going to go
the theater.
See it. Right, which is upsetting to me.
He was good. He was good.
Yeah. Having not seen it, no, I'm going to see it tomorrow. But from what I've heard, it sounds like it's a good one to go into the theater to see.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure.
With a big group of people.
I love a whodunit. Like, you don't see them anymore.
No.
And if you do, it's like.
I can tell you last time I've seen a movie.
Predictable. Dumb. Yeah. It's like a horror movie where it's like, who's the killer? It's like, I know who the killer is. Yeah. But, like, there's not typically a good. Like, Orient Express. It's like, that was decent. But
the remake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was decent.
It was okay. Yeah.
But it's like, eh. So I love when they can do a whodunit.
There's
well.
Definitely those, like, but why is.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Okay.
And there's three but different
doesn't
endings,
make any...
just like
oh,
Clue.
Oh, yeah, it does.
God, I love Clue. I love Clue.
It's so funny. I watched Clue not that long ago.
Yeah. Love it.
It's good.
I love it.
It's good.
It's good. It's just... It's inevitable. Like it's inevitably married to Murder by Death, like in my opinion.
Huh.
Which, if you've never seen Murder by Death, it came out, I don't know,
before.
6 years, Damn. 6-7 years before Clue.
Yeah.
And I saw Murder by Death.
Better.
I do think it's they're different movies. They're different movies.
Is Murder by Death a comedy?
Yes. Oh yeah, they're definitely both comedies. Murder by Death is just they're just stylized a little bit different.
But it doesn't have Madeline Kahn going flames.
Nope. Which is the greatest.
Out of my face.
Which is the greatest thing. It's the greatest thing ever. And Leslie Uggams' boobs are great. And she when she goes. Now, true or false, you did this. True. Who are you, Perry Mason? And it's just like, it's so funny the way she says it. Like, that's hilarious. And, yeah. And flames.
On the side of my face.
Heaving. Breathing. That whole thing is good. And that whole cast is good. Except the body. Mr. Body is just out of place. Like,
But he's supposed to be like a stupid caricature of like a...
Whatever. I just remember it throwing me off. Like, everybody's
you don't
so
belong.
Yeah, everybody's so good in here, and you don't belong in this class. You're down the hall.
Nice.
So,
the one other thing that I want to talk about that I watched is
you watched
on Disney Plus.
Uh-huh.
I watched Encore. You know what Encore is?
Uh-huh. I saw it advertised. No.
So it's Kristen Bell's producing a show called Encore,
uh-huh.
where you audition, you submit it. People, it's basically they get a group of people from high school, college, sometime in the past where you did a theatrical production, and then they reunite those people and give them 5 days to do the show again.
That's hilarious.
Yes.
Like,
wow.
At least, I don't know, the episodes that I've seen, it seems like there's a 10-year gap. So,
yeah.
10 years later, they are back and they're doing.
And you have to be, you have to have been in the.
And then there's so however many of them can show up. I think in the first episode there's 6 of them from the original show,
mm-hmm.
and then they're doing Annie. So they're like, to fill in the gaps, we have 5 pros that'll just be in the background doing whatever. Mm-hmm. So they hire actors to fill in the gaps.
Right.
And the first episode, well, first of all, it's cool because it takes place in San Diego. It's Santana High School from 1996.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are all these kids from Santee. And again, 1996, so it's like right around my age area. And I don't know any of the people, but like it's cool.
Did you go to like, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Did they go to like drama conferences?
Sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah. I was talking to myself there because I'm like,
talking to?
I know you won't remember what you were just talking about, is what I'm saying to myself.
Right.
I realize that's the danger of me talking right now, but.
Like after
did you have drama conferences? So, because like we kind of knew some other people from other schools because of drama conferences.
I only knew Grant
competitions
Hill's kids,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Okay,
like it was our neighboring school basically. I didn't go to like a big camp or anything like that, conference or anything. But like El Cajon, we're right down the street from Granite Hill, so like we partnered with them a couple times and did random stuff with them. But so anyway, they get these people back together. And I'm like, this is gonna be a good thing. Like, it's funny. Like,
sounds
we're
great.
Gonna see them reunion, and we're gonna see their emotions, and like they'll get to do it again. It'll be fun. And then halfway through the episode, like the main girl is like in tears, crying because she played Annie in like whatever her senior year or whenever they had the show.
Right.
And she's like, you have this memory in your head of how perfect it was in high school, and like how you did the show, and it was the best thing that you could have done at the time, and this and that. And she's like, and now it's there's all this pressure, and like she's not doing well, and so she's like, it's gonna ruin it. It's gonna ruin the memory I have, and now forever I won't have Annie being fun. I'm gonna have this as the memory, and I'm like, oh, this just took a turn. Like I was in laugh. I'm gonna laugh at them having haha, you suck, and they're not even bad. I mean, but none of them tried to do theater afterwards, except for her for a brief amount of time, and then she got married and had kids instead.
Sure.
And so she's like, you know, I didn't really give up on my dream. I still have the dream, but I'm just not doing it right now. Kind of in the same boat where I'm in. So I'm like feeling that life where I'm like, man, I miss theater a lot.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I was like, I never would have thought that it would have ruined the memory. So I'm like, that's a cool thought process to have.
Mm.
So then they do the show. And they bring in like their families and like their like all the people have kids, and like one of the guys was like a Jehovah's Witness in high school, and like he's like, I was an outcast in high school. I didn't have any friends. Like no one liked me, and like not even in theater. Like you guys didn't even know who I was really, because like I was the weird Jehovah's Witness kid. And now he manages a warehouse, and he's like, no one, like he's this big burly like bald guy with a beard, and he's like, no one knows that I like theater, but like I love theater, like I love musicals, and like no one knows that because like it's just not part of my personality. So anyway, like he's part of the show, and like the kids show up, and they have cameras on the audience's faces, and like the show starts, and like the teenage daughter of one of the girls is laughing because like, ha, mom's like being a teenage daughter, like you would react, and like then this guy walks on stage, and like his little daughter is like waving, she has this big smile on her face, and like the Annie girls like starts singing a song, and like her boy is just like staring at her in awe, and shows her husband, he has tears in his eyes, like. I fucking started crying on the couch, weeping at like the amount of love and joy that these people's families were giving them on stage. And like I was way overcome. It took me on this ride of like, this is going to be fun. Oh, this is like taking me on this weird, like emotional, like, oh, it would ruin him. This is weird. Like, I don't know how I feel about this. And then you're laughing again. Like, oh, this is going to be great. Oh, this is fun. They're doing a show. Oh my God. Like everyone loves it so much. And like, look at their kid. Like it was insane.
And, awesome.
Like I posted on Facebook. I was like, I just wept watching a show. Like Samantha's in bed asleep. I can't sleep. I'm watching the show by myself. I'm crying on the couch. And I'm just like, theater's the best thing in the world. Like, only theater can do what that just did.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everyone's face, it was just, and I showed Samantha the next day, and I was like, I know it's not going to affect you because you're not a theater person and all this stuff. And, like, we're totally different people, but, like, can you see where I'm at with this? And she's like, yeah, totally. And, like, especially I have a kid on the way, and, like, it's just, like, all these things, like, everything hit me like a friggin' ton of bricks. I was weeping like a baby watching the show. So I highly recommend at least the first episode of Encore.
Clearly.
you haven't seen the second yet.
I'm
not ready for that ride yet.
Yeah, there are only two of them?
There's four?
No, yeah, there. I don't know how many.
I think there's a total of four.
I like your pineapple shirt, by the way, Mikey.
Oh, well, it's the last time I wore it was on the game show.
But
it's just like you go into thinking one thing. It's kind of like these people. Like, they went into it thinking, like, this will be fun. Like, we're going to do it. And, like, they get a professional Broadway director and a professional choreographer and a music director. Like, they bring in pros to then teach them to do the show in 5 days, mind you.
Yeah, I was about to say, they give them one week. Noise. Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow. I looked it up. I was like, I wonder if you have to do an audition. And you just literally get everyone you can in that group to send in a group thing saying, we want to do it. And then they pull you out of wherever. It takes place in your hometown. And so everyone hopefully still lives here, and they just lock you away in a hotel or a warehouse or whatever for 5 days, and they just say, okay, we're going to do the show, and you're probably rehearsing for 10 to 12 hours a day or whatever.
Wow.
And then going to bed and doing it again the next day.
You do it at your school's auditorium?
They did it in Carlsbad or Vista at the OVO or something.
So yeah. They got a separate
thing.
Different venue.
In the same town.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But like, I was like, this is going to be fun. Ha ha.
Yeah.
And then I cried like it just took me on a freaking journey. Like
it was you, man. It was you.
It really was. It hit hard. Like it's just, I posted, I was like, theater's amazing. I miss it. Like there is nothing on earth like being in a show. And it's also like right now I'm doing the stupid, like, you got nominated to do 10 days of performer, post 10 pictures of your favorite whatever thing. So I'm like, I'm on like day five, like, oh, that was a fun show. Yeah, that was a fun show. Yeah. So I'm in this like nostalgia memory anyway. And then I decided to watch it. It's just, it was a perfect storm of like, anyway.
You posted that and I was like, like mad in a way, like, dude, it's like a girl who's crazy about you, who's just waiting for you to, and she's just sitting there waiting.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And like, it's right there.
Yeah.
Just sitting there.
I couldn't, though. Now that I'm a real boy in my job.
I'm a real boy.
But like, you know, I have more structure in my job. Yeah. I know my days off. I have Sundays off guaranteed. Like, I can actually go do it. But I can't because I literally have a baby on the way. So it's like, of course, I can do it again.
But
I got a job.
I think even no matter what,
like, 10 years from now, like,
you,
it's there.
You always can.
Of
like,
course.
Like, you can.
Of course.
You always can at any time.
Life,
yes. Any time.
Finds a way.
Yeah.
Any time.
Yes. Yep. It's very true.
So, like, I want to, like, don't be all like, I miss it. Go get it. It's right there. It's like, you don't miss it. It's right there. There's nothing. It's not like, you know, I miss 1989. It's never coming back. You know, it's always there.
Yes, but it hasn't been there for a while.
Yeah.
It's been there the whole time.
Not where I can have it. it's like I'm the pig with the carrot, and the carrot's there. Sure, I can see it. But I can't get it. I can't have it.
Be a smarter pig.
Well, it's not about that.
That won't do, pig.
Sometimes life
simply won't do, pig.
Has a really good outreach on you.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you just go
that,
with life.
Yeah, not
like,
only that, when you have your baby boy, you'd be like, fuck the earth.
Right?
Probably not.
I'll be like, hey, I know he's only a month old, but
let's start getting auditions.
No, it's like, I have rehearsal. I got to bounce. good luck.
Yeah, that'll go good.
I'll be gone for the next 2 months.
Well, that's funny. Like, I don't know if anyone, because that sentiment is there was a documentary, I think it was on HBO, maybe just Amazon, or I don't remember where I saw it, but it was about wealth and a photographer, and like, you know, like, so when she had her kids, you know, like, she got this opportunity from Time Magazine to go and do things, and and she's like, you know, this is what I've been doing, and, you know, she had a supportive husband that said,
it's time,
you need to go do it.
Right.
Time.
And so, but it's still, it puts a drag on the family. So
yeah,
I would recommend that one. I'll look it up.
That's definitely up to each, you know, individual couple to figure out. Like,
right.
It's like professional.
Can we make this work?
Professional athletes, professional anything really, that like
somebody's gonna pick up slack.
Yep, you're gonna sacrifice something for this.
Right. Well, it's like, it's, you know, it's dumb reference, but like in The Office when Pam's like, oh, they have this really cool art thing that I can go do, and Jim's like, yeah, you should do it. That's great.
Yeah.
And then she talks to Roy, and he's like, no, fuck that. You're not doing that shit. And then she's like, I'm not going. And Jim's like, why not?
He's like, really?
Yeah. And it's like,
he gets mad.
It's so upsetting because the person that's supposed to be lifting her up and supporting her is like shitting on it. And it's like, ugh.
You're Pam and I'm Jim. I'm telling you, right?
Whoa.
Go do that shit.
I mean, it's easy.
It's because I love you.
It's easier said than done.
That's true. And circumstances are, you know.
Right.
Got to pay that rent.
That's very, very true.
Every month.
Being
Every
in a show takes a lot of juice.
Yeah, it's a
lot of juice.
It's a lot of time, and it's a lot of juice. So, like, I could go, like, right now, if she wasn't pregnant, I mean, even if she is pregnant, right now, if I got in a show, and it's like, you could be done by mid-January, before the kid's here, I'd be like, great. And it's like, okay, rehearsals, Tuesday through Friday, 6:30 to 10. I'm like, okay, well, I work in the morning, so I got to be at work at 6, and I'm going to get off work at 5:30, then I'm going to go straight to rehearsal, and then I'm going to get home, and then dinner's not going to be made, so she's not going to have food to eat, and then and then I'm going to be hungry when I get home, and there's not going to be enough food for me to eat, like, when I'm going to eat, when I'm okay, then I got to go to sleep, then I wake up, and that is, again, like, I could do it right now, but it's like,
doing it makes other things harder.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but again, like you said, it's always there. Like, it's a hobby that can, it will literally be there when I'm 90 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can go be the 90-year-old man that they need to be on the bench feeding the pigeons.
Like, somebody's got to play Ebenezer.
Right. Like, you can always do it. It's, like, it's the thing that's always there, which is fantastic.
So, looked up if we're talking about Encore. So far, you're right, 4 episodes, but there are 12 on board, and, you know, so they release them weekly.
Cool.
Nice.
Next one is tomorrow.
I'm looking forward. I'm going to check that out.
Did you look up that documentary?
Yes, I'll save it for making key recommends.
I was going to hit a button real quick. Did you watch anything else? Or?
There is a documentary that's great, something that Andrea and I have started watching. I think she might have watched the whole thing, but we'll watch it again on HBO. That Peter Jackson did of World War One and the
They Shall Not Grow Old.
I think that's probably the, I'm sure that is it.
Yeah.
It's
Oh yeah.
Super good. Like, it's real. I mean, they take all this old footage and they've colorized it and redid it all.
But they made the frame rate because they were shooting real, like. Right. On the whatever it is, 24 frames, or not even 24 frames, but it's like
that super fast.
Yeah, and it's all jittery and stuff, and so they smoothed it out. I think they colorized
it. It's all shot on like Super 8 and stuff.
It looks fantastic.
It was all silent film at the time, so they redid all the dialogue. They forensically, forensically, they had forensic lip readers figure out what they were saying. and redo the dialogue.
The explosions and the gunfire.
Seriously can't wait to watch it. Like, I've watched like a half an hour of it, and I was like, this is awesome. And then we was like,
isn't technology amazing?
It is. It's very impressive. It's very impressive.
But, so do you... It just brings up that whole, like, you know, when they restore a painting, this is the lost... You know, this is the lost Leonardo da Vinci painting.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go and they restore it and do all this stuff. It's like, well, is it still the same
thing? Sure.
Well, I mean, this is not the same, but it's better.
Is it, though?
It is better.
But that's a slippery slope, like where you start making the old stuff better.
Well, maybe because it's not art, I should say. It's just news footage.
Right.
But they breathe life into it.
You've made it more watchable.
You've made it and more relatable, like far more relatable. Than anything else,
Devil's Advocate. Yeah, it looks amazing.
So yeah, you'll like, just it makes you connect to that time in a way that's like, especially because they have all these interviews with people. I don't know when they did the interviews. They couldn't have been recent because these are World War One,
right?
So it's probably back in the '70s or something where they interviewed these folks. But dang, it's I can't wait to watch it again. And I didn't catch the name of it. What'd you say it was?
They Shall Not Grow Old.
They Shall Not Grow Old. So I'm really looking forward to watching that this week.
What a fitting title.
Yeah.
Judge, your question reminded me of a discussion I had back in college when we all found out that Greek statues used to be painted.
Right.
Like, there was color on those.
Yep.
And it was, well, why don't we just go restore them? It's like, well, if they did restore them, like, would we still have the same like reverence for that work?
Interesting.
I don't know the answer to that question.
Right.
So I think for certain things, like for things like this.
Sure.
Dope. Please do.
It's archival. It's
archival
footage.
Right. But we weren't as great at making that at the time, and now we're super, super awesome at it. So let's improve it. But like there are going to be those certain things that will always be untouchable. And I think BJ's right. Like, stuff like art is like, you can't really.
It's a little tougher. It's definitely tougher.
Yeah. Because, well, the thing is, like, you want it to be around so everyone can experience it.
Right.
And the only way that's going to happen is for a professional to go in and do the retouch and do the, you know, upkeep of it and the restoration and all this stuff. So
there's definitely like a pervasive sort of leave it alone mentality that people have about a lot of things, like animals being another one. It's like, well, you know, just always be in the wild. And it's like, well, if we did that, like, we wouldn't have some of these animals for you to see and say that about.
Right.
So, you know, there's got to be Just give and take and all that.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, you know, there's that picture in our family of my dad with Martin Luther King.
Right.
And when.
Which is dope.
It's super, super crazy
really
dope.
It really is.
It's dope super fact. Crazy it dope. Yeah. But the original picture, George Quezada, which was a dude from SeaWorld a while back. Mm-hmm. You remember George.
George, we used to call him Carne Quezada.
Oh, right on.
Nice.
But he got into picture retouching, and mm-hmm. so he was the one who took our original picture and cleaned it up mm-hmm. to where it is now, and nice. It looks yeah. like a brand new, like everything about it just kind of jumps out now,
yeah.
and it's a whole new level of appreciation for it, and that's what's happening in They Shall Not Grow Old.
Yep. Yeah.
So cool. Even better, even more so.
Yeah. I mean, it does look really good. I just, you know, when you see like an old black and white that has the old school colorization on it,
mm-hmm.
it looks a little cheesy.
And you're like, mm-hmm. blech.
Yeah, the Turner stuff. Yeah, yeah. I can't look at that.
It's all like pastels and like washed right. out. Yes. And, like, weirdly yes. looking.
Yeah.
We only like, got six colors weird. To cheers.
Why is the pink on the lips so pink?
Right. Why is it so pink?
Lips are pink.
Like colorized I Love Lucy is like, what? Is it? Her hair's not that red. Like, it's like. So. But again, I'm basing my knowledge on the old school stuff. I have seen trailers for this show, though, and it does look real good. So
I want to watch that for sure.
Yes, excellent. Anything else, or am I going to hit this button?
Hit the button.
Hit the button.
Mikey P. recommends.
It's called Generation Wealth. It's available on Amazon Prime.
Netflix, yeah. Amazon Prime.
Generation.
No! Sorry, I was in on it. Last time you psyched me out, so I was.
You're like, no, you kiss. I mean, I don't usually talk about it, but yeah. it's a great documentary. And, you know, like, it's funny because this whole segment, I'm all Mikey P recommends. I think it's more of a joke. Like, if somebody just told me the title and where to see it,
right.
I'm not going to go check that out.
Right.
But no, I really would. It's a very interesting look in the way that society has kind of changed over the last few decades, where you're, you know, the pursuit of money and wealth is. You know, or the perception of that is you know, just bonkers.
And then when you think, oh man, if only I had this, it would make life so much better.
A little bit more.
And then you get it, and you're like, man,
now I want more. Yeah. Exactly. Now I need more. Now I need the world's biggest house, and right. I'm borrowing to get it, and I'm going
you
to.
You think it's
going to
solve
lose
the
everything.
Problem, or you think it's going to make you feel a certain way? And then you get there, and then it doesn't feel like you think it's going to feel.
You yeah. know, I'd give it all up for just a little bit more.
Yeah. A little bit more. Just a teeny, teeny bit more.
But I was really surprised this is not a feel-good documentary at all.
None of them are anymore.
And it's right? just like, yeah, it's really kind of a downer, but I would recommend.
There's
I mean,
awful way that we're all awful right now.
I watched like I got to the first hour and I'm all, man, I really, I'm looking at my watch going, do I really want to watch this? And I couldn't turn away.
Yeah.
It was really good. I'd recommend
That's cool.
it.
Well, even like real quick, I saw, I think it was on Twitter or Instagram, something. It was like a British reporter is in the UK, like a man on the street type interview. And he's asking just British citizens, like, how much do you think it is to ride in an ambulance in the
oh,
United
yeah,
States?
I just saw that. I was like, oh, my god!
Like, I don't know, like $100.
That is
and he's like,
mental.
$2,500. And they're like, what? To ride in an ambulance? Oh, yeah. Okay, how much do you think it is to have a kid? I don't know. $300? $10,000. What? To have a baby?
Like, $10,000 is the average. It can go up to as much as 30.
Yeah. You're
like,
right.
For a baby, she literally says, "For a baby."
Yeah,
I've heard
How
about
much
these.
Is your child?
I've heard about these yeah. reactions, but I haven't seen.
It's really
it's
good.
Incredible.
And yeah. and he was asking those questions because apparently, since the whole Brexit thing, like they are trying to think maybe we
quote
should
quote unquote sell the NHS.
Like maybe we should go to
really?
A U.S. based.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Fucking fuck.
And so they were asking, you know, how much do you think it costs? Because they all just go for free.
Yeah.
And so they're like, I don't know.
Dude, you know what? That's
you should look up the little clip.
I want to look that up. And that's all good stuff for my boy Bernie.
It's entertaining. Yeah. It's entertaining because like their reactions are great, but super depressing.
Yeah, that's us. Super depressing. And what if you can't pay it?
Yeah.
Well, you die.
Yeah. That's literally what she says. Right?
So she's like, so if you're poor,
so
you
if you're
die.
Poor, you die.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Look it up.
That'll teach you. Don't be poor.
So yeah, along the same lines.
You shouldn't have been
I'm
poor,
sure
man.
It's something similar to that wealth documentary. It's like people, you know, going out
should have inherited more wealth. That's what you should have done. Yeah. Like that was your first mistake.
There's a big problem with that for some of us.
Well, there is though, like the people that inherit these mansions or whatever, and then they're like, "Well, I can't afford it. Like, I can't afford." So like, they live in one teeny little room, and like, they have all this land and all this stuff, and they can't pay their property tax, and it's like, well.
Boo-hoo.
I inherited all this.
If that's a problem for anybody.
Liquidate
like
that shit.
But
yeah.
it's crazy. Like you're
liquidate
like,
and take the hit.
Yeah, it's just crazy. You'd think like, oh sweet, I just inherited my like family's 12 acres, and you're like, oh, I can't do anything with it. No. Like it's
they
crazy.
Use those
like,
examples so that the people who inherit billions
right.
can complain as well.
Yeah.
Even though they have nothing to complain about.
Right
by far.
Yep.
Anyway,
I mean, inheriting land and inheriting money
the
are
estate
entirely
tax is
going to
take
different.
Away blah blah blah.
Right.
You'll still be a billionaire.
Yes.
And that land, don't worry. Yeah, you could always sell that land.
Yes.
Always sell,
sell
it.
That
yes,
land.
Yes, 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 yes. Anyway, so yeah, thanks for explaining it, Mikey P.
Yeah,
sure thing.
I know it's a joke, but you can always explain it. Like,
especially
if it's something like legit.
I think it's funnier just to say the one word and where you can find it.
I do
it,
have
but...
a question. No, I'm just
go ahead. And then that, yeah, and then he then he does that, and then it makes it even funnier.
Yes. And you get me every
zip
time.
It, zip it.
Oh man! But also check out the Band Pals versus the Business Buddies.
You
Band
better
of America Says
on the Game Show Network.
And I think once it airs, I'm pretty sure you can watch it on.
I think you
can
see on the website.
Online. Yeah.
Oh,
just Bing Bang Boom.
It's very good.
But I was excited because I was like, it's on my phone. We can play it right off my phone if we want to play a clip. And then I don't
and
have
you
my
don't
phone.
Have your phone. You do not have it.
You don't have your phone.
You don't have it.
Well, on that note, so you can go get one.
Go get it.
This
go
has been it. Life's a Binge. I'm Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And
we'll
see
you
you
on the couch.
Life's a Binge. Bow, 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 bow.
I didn't.
Bow,
see you on my phone. Oh, see you on my phone.
Then I said, I'll
on
see
your
on
phone.
My phone.
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Yeah, I have to
okay,
all
right.
Like, it's all already gone.